Hey, Abbott.
Yes, Costello.
Are you the manager of this baseball team?
Yes.
Well, now that I'm down here for spring training, I would like to know some of the guys' names on the team, so when I meet them on the street or in the ballpark, I'll be able to say hello to them.
Well, naturally, I'll introduce you to the boys and the regular bunch of boys we have. But you know, strange as it may seem, they give these ball players nowadays very peculiar names.
Funny names.
Yes, nicknames, pet names, you know, like Dizzy Dean.
Is Butter Daffy?
Daffy Dean.
I'm their cousin.
Now, what's your first name?
Goofy.
That's what I thought. Now, let's see, we have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
And I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Wait a minute. Are you the manager?
Yes.
You know the guy's name?
Well, I should.
Who's on first?
That's right.
I mean, the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The fellow on first base.
Who's on first?
What are you asking me for?
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. Who is on first?
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Have you got a contract with the first baseman?
Why, certainly.
Who signed the contract?
Well, naturally. You wouldn't expect anybody else to sign it.
But who?
Yes.
Look, when you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it.
He does.
Oh, absolutely.
All I'm trying to find out is what is the guy's name on first base.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Let's straighten that out. What is on second base?
Who's on second?
Who is on first?
One base at a time.
I know, but don't change the players around.
I'm not changing anybody. I only want to know what's the guy's name on first base.
But I'm telling you what is on second.
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
That's what I want to find out.
I know, but who is who and what is what? Don't change it.
Look, that don't mean nothing to me. All I want to know is what's the guy's name on first base.
But what is on second base?
Who's on second?
Who is on first?
I don't know.
Oh, he's on third. We're not talking about him.
How did I get on third base?
Well, you mentioned his name.
If I mention the third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who is playing first?
Never mind first. I want to know what's the guy's name on third base.
But what's on second?
Who's on second?
Who is on first?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again.
Well, I can't change the name.
Let's you and I stay on third base.
Now, what do you want to know?
Now, who is playing third base?
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
Who am I putting on third base?
Yes, but we don't want him there.
You don't want who there?
No.
So what's the guy's name belongs there?
No, what belongs on second?
Who's on second?
Who is on first?
I don't know. Third base. You got outfield?
That's good.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought I'd ask you.
Well, I just thought I'd say.
Then tell me who's playing left field.
Oh, no. Who is playing first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
Look, the left fielder's name.
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field.
You've got a pitcher on the team.
Wouldn't this be a fine team without a pitcher?
The pitcher's name?
Tomorrow.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you, man.
Go ahead.
Tomorrow.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you're going to tell me who's pitching?
Now listen, who is not pitching? Who is...
I'll break your rhyme, you say, who's on first.
Go ahead, have it.
I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
You got a catcher?
Absolutely.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today. And tomorrow's pitching.
Now you've got it.
That's all. We've got a couple of days on a team.
Well, I can't help that.
You know, I'm a catcher too.
I know that.
Now I'll get behind the plate. I'll do some fancy catching. And tomorrow's pitching on my team.
Mm-hmm.
The heavy hitter gets up. Tomorrow throws the ball and the guy up bunched the ball. Now when he bunched the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base. So I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Is to throw it to first base.
So?
Who's got it?
Naturally.
Oh, naturally he's got it.
No. Who's got it?
Naturally.
That's right.
Well, that's what I said.
That's right.
Now, I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
No. You throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's right.
That's what I said.
That's what I said.
That's what I heard it then.
That's right.
Now, I pick up the ball and I throw it to who?
That's right.
Whoever it is drops the ball and the guy runs to second.
Mm-hmm.
Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it? I don't know. I don't know. Throws it back to tomorrow. A triple play.
Yeah.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to be caught. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
What was that?
I said, I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
Oh, I'm a Bay Area boy.
That's right, folks. B for comedy, A for Abbott. Bud. M for Maxwell. E for Amos. L for Lou Costello. Yes, they spell Camel. Your taste will tell you about Camel's rich, full flavor. Your throat will welcome Camel's cool mildness. So draw up a chair for tonight's show starring Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
Costello. Costello. Will you listen to me, please? Did you go hunting with your Uncle Artie Stebbins last Saturday?
What did you say?
I say, did you go hunting with your Uncle Artie Stebbins last Saturday?
Yeah, and a terrible thing happened. A great big bear sneaked up behind us, grabbed Uncle Artie's gun out of his hands and stuck it in his back.
What did Uncle Artie do?
What could he do? He married the bear's daughter.
Never mind that. Did you see any big game?
I saw a giraffe, but I didn't shoot him. He had a sore throat.
Well, there's nothing worse than a giraffe with a sore throat.
Oh, yes, there is.
What?
A centipede with corns.
You dummy. I didn't think you ever went hunting in your life, and I don't believe you did. I'll bet you haven't even got a hunting license.
I have, too. Here it is.
Wait a minute. This is no hunting license. This is a picture of Hedy Lamarr.
You hunt what you like, and I'll hunt what I like.
You hunter. Why, that's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, my brother and I, we used to hunt alligators.
Alligators?
Yeah, one time an alligator was just about to attack my brother-in-law. I fired off both barrels of my trusty rifle.
Did you kill the alligator?
See this wallet?
Genuine alligator?
Nope, genuine brother-in-law.
Nonsense. Come here, look at this. You see this picture? Now, I trapped all these rabbits last winter. Now, how many would you say there are?
876.
That's exactly right. Wait a minute. How did you guess it?
Oh, I just count the legs and divide by four.
Costello, have you ever been in Africa? In Africa on safari?
No, but I've been in New York on safari.
A safari in New York?
Yeah, the Staten Island safari. And also the Hoboken safari.
Oh, now, come on, that's ridiculous.
There's lots of safaris around there.
Hey, listen to me, though. You should have been with me on my elephant hunt. Oh, there I was, surrounded by elephants. One big bull elephant started towards me. I said to myself, I'm trapped. Abbott, you're trapped. Should I run or stand here and shoot the bull?
You've been doing all right up to now.
All right. I shot. Yeah, elephant fell and broke a tusk.
Broke a what?
A tusk.
Tusk to you two and a couple of poo-poos.
Oh, no. A tusk is valuable. We use 50,000 elephants a year just to make billiard balls.
My, how do they train those big, clumsy beasts to do such delicate work?
I can see you know nothing about elephants.
I once hunted elephants in India with an old acquaintance of mine. And an elephant sat on them. Someday I gotta go back there.
Why?
To scrape up an old acquaintance. Yeah. Yeah, but did you ever shoot a zebra?
Yes, I did.
Could I have the zebra skin?
Well, what do you want with a zebra skin?
My Aunt Minnie is in Alcatraz and she needs a new fur coat.
No, that's silly, Costello. However, I have a stuffed rhinoceros you can have. Of course, you know what a rhinoceros is, don't you?
Oh, sure. That's a hippopotamus with a red eater cap.
No.
Now, come on out there. I know you're breathing.
All right. Costello, this is the last week of the big game hunting season. Now, tomorrow I'm going hunting in the High Sierras, and I'd like you to come along with me.
Oh, gee, thanks, Abbott. Say, you've done a lot of hunting. What do they call those little flies that buzz around the animals?
Gnats.
I asked you a civil question. What do they call those little flies?
Gnats.
Gnats to you too, brother.
No, you don't. Gnats are the flies that annoy the animals. Of course, some of them have ticks.
Why don't you take the ticks and give those flies a good thrashing?
I didn't say sticks. I said ticks. For instance, there's deer sticks.
The deer ticks?
Certainly deer ticks.
Who wound them up?
Oh, nobody wound them up.
Then what makes them tick? Somebody must have slipped a groon in his groom.
Now, Stella, listen to me, please. When I say deer ticks, I don't mean the deer ticks. I mean deer ticks.
Abbott, let me smell your breath.
Oh, come on, please. Talk sense. The deer has ticks, and the ticks bother the deer.
They used to bother me when I went to school.
Ticks bothered you in school?
Yeah. Arithmetics? Mathematics? And one time a tick got me in trouble with the teacher.
Oh, now, wait a minute. How could a tick get you in trouble with the teacher?
I ticked my tongue out at the teacher, and she twounced the tweet of my trousers with a twack. Now.
The
Ducklow, I'm talking about animal ticks. Hundreds of animals in the woods have ticks.
That must be a pretty sound. When hundreds of animals get together and they all start ticking at once.
No, no, listen, Costello, listen to me. Deer have ticks. Elks have ticks. And one time my father shot a moose with ticks. Now, do you know what I'm talking about?
Sure, your father's moose ticks.
Ah, no. You're getting more stupid every day. I don't know what to do with you. I don't know what to say to you. I've tried and I've tried to improve your mind, but I just can't seem to get anywhere.
Why don't you face it, Abbott? You're a failure. Well, here I am, Abbott, and I'm all ready to go hunting with you up in the mountains.
That's fine, Costello. How is your hunting equipment?
I got the best, Abbott. Look, Cornell Wilde's old address book.
Costello, hunting is a serious sport. Now, suppose you came face to face with a big Bruin. What would you do?
Ask him for a ticket to the Rose Bowl game.
Oh. You know, Marilyn Maxwell and Skinny Anderson are going to meet us at the hunting lodge. I hope you brought something along.
I did. I brought a quart of bourbon in case somebody gets the chills. What are you bringing, Abbott?
The chills. Costello. Did you bring a gun?
Oh, yes, here it is. This is my sawed-off shotgun.
Wait a minute, where is the handle?
How do you like that? I sawed off the wrong end.
Well, come on, Costello. Marilyn and Skinny are waiting for us at the hunting lodge in the mountains. Let's go.
Hiya, fat, flabby, and flat-headed.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Don't insult Costello, Skinny. Don't be a pill.
Skinny ain't no pill. He's too long and narrow.
Well, thank you, Costello.
You're a capsule. You're a funny-looking hunter, Skinny. Do you know anything about guns?
I know guns inside and out. My man, when I was a kid with the circus, they used to shoot me out of an air rifle. What do you know about hunting? What do you know about hunting, Costello?
Have you seen that big bear rug in my living room?
Sure.
Well, I shot that bear myself. What a battle. It was either me or the bear.
Well, I'm glad it was the bear. You'd make an awful lumpy rug.
Hey, look, Costello, here comes Marilyn Maxwell.
Hi, boys. And hello, Lois Lewis, honey, my chubby little chuckling chipmunk.
Oh, Marilyn, my sugar-coated sharpshooter. Plug me with a buckshot of your kisses.
Oh. Lewis, honey, how do you like my hunting outfit? That's Fifth Avenue.
Get a load of mine. Army surplus.
It's going to be fun hunting with you. What's your favorite wild game?
Post office.
Lewis, post office isn't the wild game.
It is the way I play it.
Ah, Lewis, my little snowman. Come melt in my arms.
Gee, Marilyn, when I'm close to you like this, I just can't seem to break away.
Why not?
My nose is caught in the trigger of your shotgun.
Well, Lewis, if you'll excuse me, I'll go up to the hunting lodge and freshen up. As they say in Spanish, mañana o ya noches to you.
And your mama's own nice shirt to you, too.
Hey, Costello, look up on that mountaintop. Now, there's a mother stork and two little storks.
Yeah, Abbott. Can I ask you a question?
Well, certainly.
When the mama stork talks things over with the little storks, who does she say brings the babies?
Soldier, is there a skinny hombre in your party?
Yes, there is. Why?
Well, you better go over there and get him. A gopher just dragged him down into its hole.
Who are you, stranger?
I'm the game warden.
Yeah? What's your game, warden?
Partner, I'll tell you, it's far cheesy. But being up here in the wild country so much, I trained three little skunks to play bridge with me.
Is it a steep game?
No, we only play for a tenth of a cent.
Warden, we're after some big game. Have you seen any hereabouts?
Hereabouts? Hereabouts? Abbott, I thought we came up here to shoot deer. I wouldn't shoot a poor little hereabouts for anything in the world. Anybody that will shoot a little hereabouts and make a widow out of a sheabouts ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Oh, shut up, you idiot. How about it, Warden? Is there any big game around here?
Well, there's a ferocious mountain lion that has been terrorizing the countryside. He's been killing the farmer's chickens, and he's even been stealing eggs.
At the price eggs are now, I don't blame him.
That's a reward of $1,000 to the man that gets that mountain lion. One of you boys ought to trap him.
Which one of us would you suggest?
Why don't you try, Tubby? You got the biggest trap.
Hey, who are those guys?
That's the Nebraska football team. Now, remember, if you shoot that lion, I'll give you $1,000 for a skin. I need it to make stockings.
What kind of stockings can you make out of lion skin?
Nylon stockings. So long, lardhead.
Hey, you hear that, fellas? The lion's just north of us.
Which way south?
Come here, you coward. You're afraid. You're not afraid to take a chance, you understand?
Yeah.
Now take this cane, you see it?
Yeah.
The lion won't bite you if you're carrying a cane.
Yeah, but how fast do I have to be carrying the cane? I ain't mucking around with no lines, Abbott. The last time I saw a lion was in the Adirondack Mountains.
What happened?
I snapped at the lion. Then the lion snapped at me, and then something whizzed past.
What was it?
Kansas City.
Quiet. I hear something. Listen.
I love you. Ouch.
I love you. Ouch.
I love you. Ouch.
I love you. Ouch.
Costello, what was that? Two porcupines necking.
All right, Costello. All right, now take it easy, kid. I'm right in back of you. Don't worry about me. Here's the mouth of the cave. Now, go in there. That's a pal for you. I let you go in and get the lion, don't I?
You want me to go in and get the lion?
Certainly, I'm your friend.
Why don't you go in and get the lion?
Oh, what do you mean? You want me to go in? I have a family.
Oh, what I got?
Never mind what you've got. You go ahead and get that lion.
Okay.
Hey, what's the matter? You scared? Look at you. Your knees are knocking.
I always knock before I enter a cave.
Take it easy. Buck up, Costello. And remember, make the lion believe you're not afraid of him.
I couldn't be that deceitful.
You've got to think of those poor people who've lost their cattle and their chickens and their eggs on account of that lion. How can you face them, Costello? Think of it. How can you face them when they may be starving?
How can I face that lion? He may be starving, too.
You are, Lewis, honey. Oh, I'm so proud of you. I know you're going in that cave and kill that lion just for me.
I am?
Yes. And, Lewis, honey, I'd do anything for you. Why, I'd climb the highest mountain. I'd swim the deepest river.
How do you like that? Here I am facing death, and this dame is going to go out climbing and swimming. Okay, I'll go in. But if that lion runs out, don't nobody shoot at him.
Why not?
I may be inside of him.
Gee, it's certainly dark in this lion's cave.
Why don't you light a match?
Who said that?
It's me, the lion.
What do you know? A talking lion. I gotta tell Abbott, Skinny, and Merlin about this.
Oh, no, you must never tell anyone. I'm a hermit, and I just hate people. I wear this lion skin to scare them away. I live in this cave all alone.
How did you find this cave with all the housing shortage?
I subleased it from a bear that went on the road with the skating act.
You must get lonesome here all alone. Why don't you get a roommate?
I had a roommate, and elk. And then the meat shortage came along.
You mean that...
See this tooth hanging on this watch chain?
Yeah.
Well, it ain't mine.
Look, Mr. Hermit, my girl is outside. I promised her I'd bring out the lion. Give me that lion skin and I'll take it out there and everybody will think you're dead and nobody will bother you anymore.
Here, take the skin. Oh, goody, goody. Now I can be a real hermit. And then I won't be bothered by Lucille Ball, Betty Grable, or Marilyn Maxwell.
Gee, do they call you?
No, that's what bothers me.
Hey, look. Here comes Costello out of the cave.
Oh, my hero. Look, he has the lion skin.
Who is the greatest hunter of them all? Bring them back alive, Costello.
When there is danger, who's the one they call? Bring them back alive, Costello.
Once I found
with milk, I filled his tummy. And then in some magician tomb, I helped him find his mummy.
He's got Tarzan, everything he knows. When in danger, he's not yellow.
Who looks dapper in his hunting clothes? No one but my handsome fellow.
One day I caught a tiger, I wasn't even trying. And in the movie house, I caught a Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Brave Captain Beatty, a threat to fight Beatty, the greatest hunter of them all.
Costello.
Yeah?
You've hunted a lot of big game. Tell me, did you ever hunt bear?
I can't, Abbott. The bushes tickle me. Once I saw a mink, though. I saw a mink crying in the woods. I picked him up and I said to him, though you'll be a coat full on a turner, laugh, mink, laugh. Though you'll be a lovely hat for Myrna, laugh, mink, laugh. At Zero's, you'll have the best table. Shapiro. When you're on display at Bullock's Wilshire, giggle, meek, giggle. All your cares will vanish if your tail will wiggle, meek.
Up. When you see Frank Buck, just
honey, my brave adventurer. Someday you must take me hunting with you.
I will, Merlin, my love. And you can ride on my Papa Jackass.
A Papa Jackass? Well, how do you know he's married?
All jackasses are married.
Oh, my hero. Let's celebrate tonight. We'll go to the smartest restaurant for dinner, see the best show in town, and then visit all the swanky nightclubs. Then I'll kiss you goodnight and... After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying how lonesome I'll be. There's no one I'll see
until she finds another sucker like me.
Who knows these jungles better than a book? Bring her back alive, Costello.
Cool charmer snake with one hypnotic look. Bring him back alive, Costello.
I caught a baby penguin. He looks so awful cute. I haven't got the penguin, but I'm wearing his dress suit.
Who
lives
a while, let's hammer it, protect. No one else but you, Costello.
He makes the others hang their heads in shame. He's so groovy, he's so mellow.
I catch a famous animals from every living herd. I even caught a Detroit tiger sliding in a third.
Say, Mr. Needy, a special type beanie, the greatest hunter of them all.
Oh, boy. What a tough battle. But I won. Hey, Abbott. There is the lion's skin.
Wait a minute, Costello. There's something phony about this. Turn that skin over. I thought so. There's a label on that lion's skin, Costello. Come on, read it.
Eastern Columbia, Broadway at night.
By the way, Costello... The December 10th issue of Look Magazine has printed the pictures of your big barbecue party for the kids.
Yes. Did you see it, Abbott?
I did. I saw your picture, your wife's picture, your kids' pictures, and my picture. But I didn't see my wife Betty's picture.
And I know they took Betty's picture. Now, where is my wife's picture? Why wasn't it in there?
Well, the fellow that took your wife's picture couldn't develop it.
Why not?
He was afraid to go into the dark room with it alone.
Oh, good night, Paul.